My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It's September, folks. It is September, and it don't feel like it yet outside. We are here.
It did last night.
It's a holiday weekend.
Man, I'm on the sideline last night. It was roasting.
Really?
It was flat out roasting.
Come on, I figured you'd throw your phrase out there.
What was that?
Fish grease hot.
It was that. The turf at game time, my God, it was that.
Okay, well, enjoy your weekend. So you need to cool off some. You're going out to the lake. What do we like to say on this holiday weekend if you're going out to the lake?
Let somebody know that you're going to be there that's not going out there with you.
There you go. If you ain't home by 10 o'clock or whatever, they go home looking. Folks come looking for you.
Now we're going to find out something from a lady who's at a place where they serve a drink called the Honey Deuce.
The Honey Deuce?
Honey Deuce.
Okay.
Let's see if she's had a couple.
All right. Well, that's
I see this.
Maybe she's had some this morning. With that laughter. Good morning, Karen Pastena.
Good morning, guys. And no, I have not had any Honey Deuces this morning.
What's in a Honey Deuce?
No.
Explain
Honey Deuce, it's a combination of Grey Goose vodka, Chambord, lemonade, and something else. But let me tell you something. Hot tip for those going to the U.S. Open. Get the frozen one rather than the one that's on the rocks. The one that is frozen has a higher concentration of alcohol. So I'm just letting you know, if any of your listeners are at the U.S. Open, the frozen one is the deadly one.
Oh, so you want them to get that?
I want frozen. I'd say frozen. Oh, yes. It's the drink of the U.S. Open, well, and
it's like
she's trying to get folks drunk over here.
It's like the mint julep at Kentucky Derby.
But see, she wasn't being protective. I thought she was being protective at first, the way she was saying it. Like,
no,
y'all need to get the other one because you won't get as drunk.
More bang for your buck to get the frozen one.
Yeah, more bang when you hit your head on the ground too.
But I mean, hopefully people know they've had one too many. But I think
I think that
drink's running about 23-24 bucks.
$23 bucks plus the happy glass you get with it, with all the winners of the the U.S. Open on the side.
I know. See, my niece did that. My niece came to the U.S. Open this week, and so that's what makes. She sent a picture, and she's never been there before, right? She's mm-hmm. going to say, it's the Honey Deuce. Don't you know what it is? I said, I never heard of that before. Oh, it's the iconic drink of the U.S. Open. I'm like,
well, she's schooling you, right?
Yeah, right. You've never been before. Go tell me. I'm like,
oh. Oh, man. And see, I would think that one would be, while she said more potent, but with the more ice, it would water it down a little bit more. So it wouldn't
if
be as strong.
If you take your time.
Yeah.
But if you don't take your time.
Well, yeah, if you're doing it double parked, you're in the men's room.
Take your time, because if you're drinking that thing too quickly, you're going to be lost.
All right, Karen Pristain again, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg here. And I got to do something.
She's giving you drink suggestions.
I wish I had one right now, given what I have to do. Karen, Sam is on the edge of his seat, because we started the show talking about how I have to do something now with you that I am not looking forward to, but I have to. If you're going to be any kind
What's
of...
What's that?
Any kind of responsible broadcaster, once you've got more information about a situation, you got to come clean with it. And last week we talked to you about the information that just came across and the decisions was made about the number one player in the world, Skinner, who had, mm-hmm. though he had tested positive back in March, tennis wasn't going to do anything to him. He was going to be a part of this U.S. Open. And in other words, he was given kind of a pass. Let me make sure I say this right, because in the minds of those who were making the decision, he didn't do it blatantly. It was given to him at a massage and some cream and so on and so forth. And so they gave him this pass, which then upset a lot of the players, most notably the most famous men's tennis player right now, Djokovic. And we talked about his response and how unique that was, that he stepped up and called tennis out and said that they weren't consistent and all of the stuff that was said last week. Right? Am I pretty much...
That's correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've got more information about this. Now, you can feel how you want about how it was administered or how it got in his body. You know, that whole cream thing is, you know, it sounds kind of like Barry Bonds, don't it?
Yeah.
Right? But that's not the way I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go another way and talk about what Djokovic said. Because those guys in Major League Baseball, you know, they had some penalties lobbed to them. Or they've had some fallout from what they did. Barry Bonds will never sniff the inside of a Hall of Fame. All right, unless he mm-hmm. buys a ticket. But what I heard this past week was tennis popping off about how they have the toughest rules when it comes to this. They feel like they do. Has that statement came across your wire anytime over the last few years?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tennis feels like...
You know, I would, in some ways, I would agree with that.
Okay.
And it's for a lot of players... It's like, okay, I can't even take over-the-counter cold medicine because it has something in it that is banned by, you know, by tennis.
Okay.
So a lot of times people have to ask, like, all right, what medicine can I take and not get suspended?
All right. So with that being said, and you're agreeing with me so far, my stance is this. Once I got this new information, I had to go back and think to myself, hang on a second. I got to stand in the same spot with Djokovic on this. Because they aren't consistent, because what this dude was given, and if tennis calls themselves the strongest as far as applying the penalties for people who cheat, this is the same stuff that got a baseball player. Yeah, I don't know how much you follow Major League Baseball, but there's a player.
Oh,
called,
yeah, I do.
Okay, Fernando Tatis got 80 games. He was suspended 80 games for the same treatment, for the same drug. That this guy is given a pass on. This is baseball, who was coming down a lot harder. So what I'm saying to you is, I have to agree with Djokovic, as much as I hate to do this.
Because you're agreeing with Djokovic
I am, that they are.
Alert the media.
But am I right? I have to agree with him, right? I can't take any other stance, because if baseball kicked the dude out for 80 games for the same thing this number one player had happened, now I could see them if it was like a top name player. But if you don't follow tennis, you never heard of this dude. There's people who've heard of Djokovic. They've heard of
well, because they've been out there longer. That's the only thing. He hasn't been out
there.
Well,
regardless, you've heard of them. If this was Nadal, people would understand. Well, the French are going to give him a pass because it's Nadal. But I'm just saying, I had to take the stance of that Novak Djokovic had this past week, and I know it makes my molars ache, but I'm sitting here agreeing with him, and that's what I wanted to admit to you. And do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is so tough because. Different folks get suspensions. Yeah, they're totally not consistent at all. They aren't. And then when I think back to other people who have been suspended for different things, Simona Halep, for instance, and I'm sure she's livid. She must be. She hasn't come out publicly about it, about, you know, Sinner not being suspended or anything. But the thing was, the fact that he was using it accidentally from his physio or whatever it was, and that's why they let him get a pass. And I know it's not consistent. It isn't. It's a shame. I don't know what tennis is going to do about this, but they have. It's true. Djokovic is right. It's not consistent.
All right. So all you got to do is say that my masseuse put that on me, and you get a pass. Tattoo should have said that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and the thing is, the cream that in question, I can't remember what I'm saying. This comes from Italy, where that steroid or whatever is not illegal in that country, and that's probably why it was in there. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Spending time on the Wave for Dust Come Outline this morning, talking with Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama News. She is social. You can follow everything she's doing up at the U.S. Open at Tennis News TPN. She's posting stories. She's posting interviews. She's posting photos. So much so you want to follow along there. Now that you mentioned the number one player with the guy who we look to do well in this tournament being out, meaning Carlos Alcaraz, Djokovic gone. This men's side of this tournament seems to have gone sideways midweek. What's your thought about who's there and who has a chance to move forward?
Well, you know, yeah. Here's all the stuff going on with Sinner. He's still in the tournament.
Yeah.
It's so funny. He's the number one player in the world, and he hasn't fallen victim to any upset, even close. So at this point, I'm going to have to say Sinner. But meanwhile, on the other side of the draw, where everyone is, you know, all the high seeds are pretty much gone, you have a couple of surprises there. You have Alexei Popyrin from Australia who knocked out Djokovic. Now, people don't realize, a couple of weeks ago, Popyrin won the Montreal Masters event, which was a total surprise to everybody as well. So you never know. He might come out and win the thing. But TFO has a good chance too on that side. I mean, things are so open on the opposite side of the draw from Sinner. You never know if anyone will come out of that and surprise everyone.
Yeah, we want to see what happens with that. On the women's draw, you know, thoughts about that? I think we're going to see Coco Gauff later on today.
Yes. Goff is playing today. She's playing Emma Navarro, a fellow American woman there. This will be tough. The last time they played each other, Navarro actually beat Goff. So I guess maybe Coco will be looking a little bit for some revenge. Maybe not. Well, you know, she's a defending champion. You know, she wants to hold on to her title. So, you know, this is going to be a tough match. I'm telling you, it's going to be a three-set match. I really believe that. Toss-up for me, to be quite honest, a toss-up
really?
For me.
A toss-up?
Yeah, I mean, I would give the edge to Coco because she's been there before. But Emma, you know, she's made a huge jump in the rankings this year, and she's been playing really well. But I guess, the edge ever so slightly goes to Coco because of the experience that she has being on, you know, on center court and all that. So, yeah, that's a three-setter for sure.
Karen Pastana joining us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As uncomfortable and negative as the feelings I had this week towards center were, they were polar opposite for what I saw with, and it was really a kind of a big deal. Naomi Osaka got her first win this past week, and they made a big deal about it since she's been back and
there
at the U.S. Open, and so I wanted to acknowledge that and how that landed on you.
Yeah, because, you know, she opens up against Yelena Ostapenko, number 10 in the world, one of the hardest hitters in the world, well, along with Osaka, too. And that match, you saw the old Naomi,
yeah,
so to speak.
Was, yeah.
And she was really pounding it back and forth with Ostapenko. And it was really good to see. Good to see. I mean, her next match against Mukova was another hard-hitting battle, but she kind of made a lot of errors, sprayed the ball, but Mukova kept in control power for her. So I think it was a good outing for Osaka despite losing in the second round. She had two. I mean, Mukova was last year's semifinalist at the U.S. Open. So she had two women she played that, you know, are top pros. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was tough, but I thought it was a good outing for her, making her way back.
She'll go from this hard court to the next, which is the first one of the year, to a hard court in Australia if she chooses to play.
This is true. This is true. And before that, she'll go on what's called the Asian Swing, which are indoor courts for the most part, some outdoor. So she'll get a lot of practice and getting ready for the next season.
All right. Now you got some other appearances you got to make today. I know last week you were showing up on, you know, TV and everywhere else. What else you got coming up today?
Coming up today, well, so far no TV today, but you never know. People call me at the last minute all the time, so that's just the way it is.
All right.
But I'll be running all over the courts, though.
We'll be watching and seeing and following along, and I'll be following along with you on social and be chatting with you during the Coco match. So look forward to communicating with you a little later on today. Karen, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
You have some more of those honey deuces.
I feel like a responsible broadcaster now.
I know.
I stepped up and I told the truth and I gave him my true feelings. They changed. That dude changed me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.